We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Kachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting 85-plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Your future self will thank you. Go to kachava.com and use code SHAKE for 15% off your next order. That's Kachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, code SHAKE for 15% off.
Ah, here we go.
Yep.
Welcome to the Fat to Fit or Else podcast, where we talk about fitness, food, motivation, and general angry rants from the fat man himself, Stretch
boy,
Roberts.
Oh boy.
So get ready for all of the above with a side of bacon. Here is your host, Stretch.
Oh boy, and here we go. It is Fat to Fit or Else, and I'm kind of in a funk, really. Don't know why. It's the weekend. I had an okay weekend, nothing horrible. I think I'm just bored. I'm bored. And what's weird is I like being bored compared to being at work, but I didn't have anything to do this week. I, you know, hung out, did a barbecue at my parents' house, had my dad's birthday. That was all cool. We did that. But man, for the most part, I think it's my diet. I think my diet's killing me. That's what I think. I think having no sugar has sucked the life out of me. Having no carbs has sucked the life out of me. And then I don't have anything in my house anymore because I do buy our groceries and I cook our food. So I went in the kitchen and I'm like, yeah, there's nothing in here I want. I ended up making with keto flour tortillas a couple of little pizzas. And that was what I had for dinner. Like, I just wanted some carbs. And that's like fake bread, the keto tortillas or the keto bread. And that was it. And now I'm like, damn, I did find a good keto, an amazing keto snack this weekend. And I knew they had it, but I hadn't been in there in a long time. And I went into See's Candy. In fact, I have one here in my fridge. You're like, wait a minute. You're on a diet. You're on keto. You're not eating sugar and you went to See's Candy? Yes, I did. And besides the fact that it is kick you in the nuts expensive, it is worth every penny and delicious. Let's look at this. It's a 1 ounce bar, which is very tiny. It's $3.50. It is a sugar-free dark peanut brittle bar. So imagine the dark peanut butter brittle with chocolate on top of it. 130 calories, which is freaking not bad. And a total carb intake of 14 grams. That's freaking amazing. For 14 grams of carbs, I get to eat freaking See's Candy. And it tastes like See's Candy. And it is freaking good. And I got to think it's probably was maybe the most delicious thing I've ever had in my life because it was not, I haven't had anything like it. And to go out and have like See's Candy was amazing. I did something wackadoodle on Friday. I brought in treats for my coworkers. It was one of my coworkers' birthdays and I liked that coworker. So I'm like, oh, I'll bring stuff in for everybody. And I didn't have any because it was Mexican sweetbread. I stopped at one of the bakeries right there by my office. Remember, I work in East LA and I brought it in. And that stuff's delicious. There's a couple of them. I don't know the names, to be honest with you. I just like, oh, there's that one, there's that one, there's that one. And I brought those in and had none. And then there was all kinds of food in there. Then they had birthday cake later and I had none of that. I'm doing really well. I'm very proud of myself on that sense. And then my parents had barbecued, so I had steak, which was just steak. I did have one onion ring with steak. And that was it. That was my getting down on my diet. But I was absolutely stoked on that See's Candy find. That was the best thing ever. Now, just to let you know, they sell a box of those candy bars, those 1 ounce candy bars, a little box, and it's $30 for that box of chocolate. And I'm going to tell you, it's probably worth it. It's probably worth it. Oh, man. And because I am on a food like freak out right now, I decided what I should do is talk about the best donuts in Los Angeles. Because for some reason, my daughter was watching, I walk in and my daughter was watching YouTube on the TV instead of TV, which is weird to me. It's a young person thing. Like I watch YouTube on my phone, but I don't really watch it on the TV. And it's on all of our TVs with the apps. But she was watching this guy and she's like, Dad, these are the best donuts in Southern California, according to this wannabe influencer that she was watching. And I had never heard of any of them. In fact, he stopped in Burbank and named a place. I never went. I lived in Burbank three times in my life. I lived in Burbank. I love Burbank. I worked in Burbank most of my adult life. And I was like, wait a minute. That's not even the best donut shop in Burbank, let alone one of the best donut shops in Southern California. And I forget the one he named, to be honest with you, because it was unbeknownst to me. And I looked at the donuts they were eating and I'm like, whatever. I'm like, if I'm in Burbank, I'm going to the Donut Prince. Don't get a divorce, get a donut. Yes, that is their slogan. I don't know why. That's their slogan. It's a husband and wife that run it. And their slogan is, don't get a divorce, get a donut. You can look it up on the craziest thing on their, they had a little commercial and it went viral. You can look it up on YouTube, Donut Prince commercial. And George Lopez is in the commercial. And the people say it, and they are an Asian couple, and they have that saying of, and by the way, what is it? Most donut shops, at least the really good ones, are ran by Asian families. The one by my work, not a great donut shop at all, but ran by a Asian husband and wife. And I don't know Asian from where, so I don't know if it's a what thing, but it is definitely an Asian thing. I'm drinking Diet Coke too. I am jonesing. Another drawback of living in an apartment, besides it's noisy as F and I really hate it, especially I have no parking, so I have to street park. When I get a good spot, like I did today, I don't want to move my car for the rest of the weekend. I don't want to move my car. I literally will walk a mile from here to go to the store or something like that, so I can just not move my car and lose my spot. Oh, apartment living sucks. And I know there's people that love it and there's people that don't know any different, but like I had different for a very long time. I lived in a house in a quiet neighborhood and I parked in front of my house every day. In fact, if you parked in front of my house, I would tell you, move your effing car. That's my spot. What are you doing? Who the F are you? I was that guy. I was that old crotchety man. So I wanted to go down and do my favorite donut spots. I'm not going to have the audacity to tell you that these are the greatest donut places in Southern California because I haven't eaten at them. In fact, there was a place on the list and I looked at, I did a little research before I went on, and there's a donut shop mentioned multiple times as one of the best donut shops in Southern California, and it's right by my house. And not only had I never heard of it, I have never been there. And what's weird about that is, even though like I haven't always lived here in the apartment, I've been around this neighborhood for a long time. My in-laws live over here. My wife's always lived over here, even before we were married. And it was never brought up. My wife never brought it up. My wife never said a word about it. And I'm like, I've never heard of it. And it's right really close to her parents' house. Let me find this thing. And I was happy though. I then went to Reddit and I started looking. And I'll take it. Here's the places that people say are great. And there's one called Sidecar on 3rd near La Brea, which apparently a lot of people really like. Then Now, what's weird, some people call Randy's Donuts the worst donut they've ever had. And Randy's is spread. It's a chain. It's everywhere now. And Randy's Donuts is solid. I will tell you, a chocolate bar from Randy's is probably the best chocolate bar I've ever had. You can get fancy and put stuff in it and on it like they do at DK's, the greatest donut shop in the world. And you'll beat it. But as far as just a plain, basic chocolate bar, I don't know what it is about Randy's. They're freaking amazing. They're really, really good. And Randy's has some good donuts. There's some that are overhyped. Another one that is mentioned is Gemini Bakehouse in Silver Lake. I don't know what that is. Seriously, I don't. But where is this one from frickin'? And then someone says Donut Hut in Burbank. I've been there. Primo's is the one. Primo's is the spot. That's right by my parents' house. And my in-law's house, and I've never been there. And they say Donut Hut in Burbank, which is solid. I like Donut Hut in Burbank. It's good too. And then Blinky's. I don't know where that one is. But DK's Donuts in Santa Monica is on this list multiple times, and it's effing the best. And they say it's overdone. Like they say DK's. A commenter on the article says that DK's is like when you go to the sushi bar and they have a roll with like absolutely everything in the world in it. And you're like, oh, wow. And they have these crazy sushi rolls. And DK's is like that. They've got some crazy stuff. But there's some basic donuts at DK's that are freaking next level. Like one of the basics, it's just an old-fashioned donut. But the entire donut, not just the top, the entire donut is dunked in chocolate twice. So it literally has this hard, crunchy chocolate shell on that donut. And it is so freaking good. And then they make, obviously, all their cream fillings. Like, I hate the cream filling that's like a yellowish pudding almost goo that comes out of a donut, with like a Boston cream or whatever they call it. DK's has a thing called French cream. And it's super, super light, very lightly sweet at best whipped cream stuffed into some donuts. And they've got chocolate ones and glazed ones, and those are freaking awesome. And that's a basic donut. They've got them with, like, literally they have a freaking donut covered with cookies, and then it's got a Cookie Monster on it. They've got you can get donuts shaped like letters to spell things out from DK's on a custom order if you want to do that. They have, I mean, everything. The peanut butter puff is, it's just regular peanut butter out of a jar stuffed into what would look like a bear claw, but it's chocolate, and then it's got peanut butter in it. They've got a great maple bacon bar. They've got just amazing donuts. And a lot of people go in there and don't even get donuts. They also have sandwiches and stuff, but I'm talking donuts because I'm a fat man. And there is a place, I don't know if it's still there, but it was on 3rd Street near Cedars, and it was called Faux Nuts, F-A-U-X, and they were healthy-er. And I never want to lie and tell you, yeah, I got a healthy donut for you. Yeah, that's like when a boy tells you, yeah, I'm just going to put the tip in. Oh, my God. I'm disgusting. But I'm being very honest. I'm very, very honest. Guys lie. They lie. Yeah, yeah. Next thing you know, you're having crazy sex and you're pregnant. Guy's like, oh, sorry. Wow, how did I go to delinquent sex from donut talk? And another one that I will say is cannot go wrong is Krispy Kreme. Krispy Kreme is a huge chain, and their glazed donut is the best glazed donut I've ever had. The Krispy Kreme glazed is the best. I don't like the raised big. A lot of them aren't as airy and fluffy. And then, you know, there's people that don't like that at all that want cake donuts, and some places are more famous for their cake donuts, but yeah, DK's is the spot. I highly recommend it if you're ever in Santa Monica. And it's on Santa Monica Boulevard around 16th or 17th Street. I'll be honest, I forget. shares a parking lot with a 7-Eleven. It's filled with homeless people. You know, it's a nice place. Someone says Spud Nuts. There's one over here. I don't know if there's more of those, but I've never even been there. Another spot like that. But someone else says Blue Star. And there are a lot out there. And then there's a really good idea, too. Donuts, typically, outside of DK's and some of the designer places, are cheap. At DK's, it's going to cost you like $50 for a dozen. I'm not even freaking joking. They get, if you go into a donut shop, like there's the mom and pop shop by my work. I don't even know the name of it, but it's just literally right next to my work. And I go in there, and I used to get donuts, and they're fine. Like, they had a good cinnamon roll. They had a couple pretty decent donuts, but they got a lot that are just, like, they're glazed, are very lackluster. But it's like $1.50 for a donut. You can't go wrong, and you're helping out a mom and pop shop. So I'm totally cool with that. I am totally down with doing that. I'm doing a fitness podcast, Fat to Fit or Else, and here I am telling you where to get donuts. You know why? I'm a saboteur. I'm trying to sabotage. I'm bringing you down. I'm bringing myself up by bringing you down. That's what I'm doing. I'm like, oh yeah, you should eat this. If I go out and have a cheat day, which I have to do at some point here, it's been 6-7 weeks of being on this diet, it seems like. And I haven't cheated. I haven't. I've been really, really good. So I love donuts. I'll probably do a donut when I decide, all right, I'm going to have a donut day. And I will go to DK's. Most likely, I'm going to wait till after my next doctor appointment. And then I'm going to, because my doctor's right. Doctor's office is literally 2 blocks from DK's Donuts. Oh, man. Now I'm super starving. Good thing I don't want to move my car and lose my spot, or I might drive. I live only a couple miles from DK's at this point. Boy. Yeah, Primo, I slept on because I've never heard of it at all. And then I'm looking at another one. There's so many. Everyone's got an opinion on this, and that's the great thing about this. And here's someone else whose number one is Sidecar. Number two is Donut Friend. I don't know where that is. Number three is California Donuts. Okay, those look a lot like DK Donuts, to be honest with you. California Donuts has been in business since 1982. Doesn't show you where any of these are. Another one called Dominique Ansel. And then Donut Man. Donut Man, I've heard of before. It's kind of, it's famous because they've got, this is how fat I am. Donut Man is famous because they have incredibly crazy fruit donuts. They have like a strawberry shortcake donut that is mounted so high with basically what would be like strawberry pie filling with huge strawberries. And then they have another apple. They have a donut that they stuff with like apple, like it's almost like apple pie because it's not an apple fritter. Apple fritters don't have that much apple in them. This donut is got just gooing out the side of it. But the Donut Man is not even in LA. It's out, IE area. Another one called, Plan Check, which is supposed to be good. Mr. Holmes Bakehouse. These all look so good. I'm also was incredibly happy with Chinese donuts in Chinatown. And I don't remember what store I went to be honest with you there. I know where it is, but I don't know the name of it. And I would go down there when I would go to Chinatown and I would walk in and get effing this Chinese donut that was a ball rolled in sugar, a fried ball of dough, but it's very eggy. The batter, when you bit it, it was kind of hollow. It wasn't solid. And it was very eggy. The batter was very, very eggy, and I guess when it fried, it was good. It was really good, but I could literally eat those all day too. Those things were freaking awesome. All right, now that I got everyone hungry, what else is going on? I've been breaking in my new shoes, got my walk on with the dog, got my walk on by myself when I got home after walking the dog. So I did not one, but 2 walks on the Saturday. And then Sunday is church and then more walking. So getting my walk in, getting my steps in, And that's what it's about. Got to get your workouts in. You got to go, go, go. On the science front, I found stories that were nothing great. There was one that was, and I couldn't tell you what they were, but they were Alzheimer's. They have realized that there is cancer drugs that are already FDA approved that are not only helping with Alzheimer's patients, they are reversing a lot of the damage with Alzheimer's patients. So that's really good news. If you've got someone in your life with Alzheimer's, that would be wonderful news. So look into that. You can Google it and get all that stuff from that damn article. But that was pretty cool. And then a lot of nerdy shit about, you know, scientists discovering this, that, and the other. I did not get any more football in, but it was cool. It was a cool weekend. I'm stoked on getting out and getting my weekend on. Damn. Another warning of semi-glutides melting fat, but also stripping away your strength. And that's the biggest knock on those. Biggest knock on those. I've told you that and told you that. I am back on those, by the way. I finally got my prescription squared away. Finally got my insurance squared away. And I am back on the semi-glutide, which is Ozempic. And it's never worked for me as an appetite suppressant, but it's been amazing on my A1C. So that's why I'm back on it. And I am doing well. So can't complain. All right, I'm going to go outside. I have to do my laundry. It's the weekend. I do laundry on the weekend. That's some bullshit, Geraldo, isn't it? Damn. I'm going to go out there and get my clothes folding on now. You guys have a great week. I'll be back on Friday with the bonus pod. Don't forget to check out the Spira, thespira.com. Get your Wave Maxes on. I'm loving the new black and white Wave Maxes. Are awesome and comfy, and I'm getting some miles on those already, so very cool. You guys should check those out over there at spira.com. Use Fit10 at checkout, get your discount, and I'll talk to you on Friday, peoples.